To close it so quickly now, I felt like people were just getting started to tell their stories. So unfortunately, we didn't have enough time. I just wanted to quickly ask you in the end two questions and then a final round for everybody. So how did you find it? How was it for you to reflect back? And in case you were specific, was it easier to reflect back the feelings or the facts? How did that go?
Peace washing or what?
Like green washing. Like green washing, peace washing.
Okay.
Wow. The washing, the washing?
Yeah.
Peaceness.
What?
Peaceness.
Peaceness.
Wow. Peace washing, you mean, what do you mean by peace washing?
Bring back people in their state of
and not fighting physically, but that doesn't mean that there's no violence.
And there's
that doesn't mean that there's real peace. Mm-hmm.
And there's no freedom. Like there's peace because there's no actual physical fight, but there's no freedom at all. Like the Palestine has never been in peace, and it's not just about what's going on now. It's we had like interesting feelings about like the using the word peace. As like something, a tool from the Western countries. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly what you were asking.
No. So, anybody else want to reflect about the sharing experience or the reflecting back experience? How was that? Did that go?
Yeah, we were starting to get into an interesting conversation about the ways in which the separation of facts from feelings, though difficult to do, is. Can it help with some de-escalation when you've got very complicated sides and things are tense between how do you find the facts that you can agree on as a way to go to see the impact of those facts and understand why people might feel differently about them?
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say and ask, I think at the end we started having a conversation about in the feeling part, like if it was more about hearing the other person's feelings because it was a listening exercise or recording your own feelings, I was wondering if you could clarify that or other people had experiences around the difference.
I didn't exactly understand the question.
The difference between listening to someone else's feelings, so the focus on the other person's feelings, versus talking about your own feelings.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. Yes, what did you want to say?
No, we had the same... And also it was difficult also to feel the feelings of someone else with experiences or come from different ways of being.
Mm-hmm.
What was the intention to do, one or the other?
It was the intention to reflect back the other person's feeling. But you need to express your own one, of course, because otherwise the other one cannot reflect it back. But you shouldn't have to have express it verbally, but the other person should somehow reciprocate what they are getting out of the conversation. Sorry to clarify that now that it's over.
Also the language gap is really difficult when talking
yeah.
about the frustration and frustration and I don't know in German, but it's not the same.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, that's an interesting addition. Even if you use some words
mm-hmm.
and you don't know the language perfect, they might cause a reaction in the other person that is unintentional just because
mm-hmm.
you're not being able to express yourself perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I also think feelings are really hard to read or read differently with different cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how was it to share? Was it easy to share or was it difficult for you?
I think it was easy. Yeah, it was really easy in our yeah. And I also, I think I enjoyed the amount of concentration. when we started talking about not solutions, but sharing my strategies or, I think we went a little bit further. The facts were always very short.
Just a small observation is that if I find sharing actually not that difficult because I told a story, anecdotic story, but if you're on the other side, the separation between the two types of listening makes you also feel like you have an agenda. It's like
uh-huh.
you cannot really listen, and it's what did you call it, active listening?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering about the active part, like okay, this listening to facts is then also in order to produce, I don't know, some process with them. Whereas listening only to the feelings is also difficult because you're actually not integrating the two
yeah.
anymore, no? So that feels really, as a listener, self-instrumentalization of the listening, no?
Yeah, yeah, it's true, I agree. It's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
You could even use more. There are models with, this was just two, you can use even the model of the 4 ears, where you can even find out what is your own agenda, what you're trying to say, or the relationship part of the sharing. And as a listener, actually you can decide, you have to decide in each moment, what are you going to focus on as a next step, what is the issue, and is it better to relate now? But it's true, it's yeah, I understand. You can try it on the emotional basis, and then suddenly the other person is like, no, okay, then let's go back to the facts and just switch back and forth. Did you find anything especially challenging?
We started to know each other, and we started to get attuned to each other also. So I think I'm more thinking of what would happen in a group where I don't know people as well, where I don't align politically, where the culture is wider, let's say. Is there conflict?
Yeah,
because sometimes also when you were analyzing the feelings of the person, maybe it was easier because you were seeing yourself in a kind of similar situation, what were you feeling in the same position? So
mm-hmm.
that was also maybe easier to describe, which is not necessarily always the case. So it's also okay that then the other person, that the other side say, no, actually I was having more this kind of feelings
yeah.
or not. But then of course if you don't align from some point of view, it's a completely different situation. Because you maybe were feeling in a certain way, but then the reaction of the other people is completely different.
Yeah.
And
that's true. They could feel differently about it. And it's also not easy to say then that, no, actually, I don't feel it like this, and the other person still doesn't get it. And any other observations you would like to share of this round? So I don't want to keep you from your lunch. If you can just each of you say one word, what you will remember of this workshop today, or one sentence.
Don't trust data.
Sorry.
Great.
also recognized Allah and myself that, and apparently also it's something that's kind of been going on, is that we often are so analytical that we don't give the time and space for others to lay.
For what?
To lay.
To land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. To land, to arrive?
Yes.
Oh, to land.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it needs time.
Yeah.
And equality time, not just superficial time.
Yeah.
Because like in our group, we talk about one.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that was also an experience,
mm-hmm.
that it was very short. We had short time, yeah. But it does take time. Okay, what will you take away of today? Anybody else? Just one. You can also just say one word how you feel.
The whole morning.
Yes, of the whole morning.
I would say it's, in game it's always interesting to see things which we don't align with. As if it's different, like it's really, still really enriching, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is also just like a bit of a reminder also that I felt like there was an agreement in the group of like our activist views, and then like here, but then the data you presented was like a very big structure, like a power structure that's like floating above us sometimes. That sometimes makes me feel a bit powerless.
Oh,
but
sorry.
It was nice also to just feel that we remember that I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And just staying with it. Sometimes I just want to go running from it and just staying with the like struggle, the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna keep peace watching.
Yeah. Share just one word.
I feel I didn't know like there are some organizations measuring the peacefulness in different countries, and I feel this is like something very suspicious to me. Like who is measuring this from what perspective? And I mean this one is really informative, and like this is a question to myself: like
mm-hmm.
who is measuring from what perspective for what purpose? And it's very good to know like it's kind of like added as a dimension. And,
yeah, I was confronted with this perceived neutrality of statistics or something, and I do think it is definitely interesting to just kind of get a more inside glimpse of this, because if everything we all agree and there's a presentation that we all agree on, and then there's less learning than when you see something that you're very critical of.
I thought it was insightful to have different types of listening going on, listening to each other, voices, but also what does it mean, data, and whose perspective is represented, so the layeredness
mm-hmm.
of the listening that's actually involved
mm-hmm.
in both parts was
mm-hmm.
helpful.
It's increasingly stood out to me over the week the way that this like relationship between visibility and invisibility like keeps coming up
mm-hmm.
in different forms.
Interesting. Yes. I think if you haven't said anything yet. Can you share anything about this morning? Just one final word.
Yeah, I think also the very analytical and objective approach to data, and then go in this highly
yeah.
personal exchange which we were having. Yeah, I also feel that there is needed time or
yeah.
Because it's like two completely different approaches, so I feel a little bit alienated now. And just on the presentation itself, I also still have a huge question which I would like to address collectively, is that there is this, that the increase of information leads to peace, but that the information, which is actually the quality of the information, is unresolved. And there I'm like, well, what? And how can that, how does that work, operate, and yeah, what is this big tech industry, what is the role in that? And, but like finally have shared personal information, yeah, I don't feel that I was sharing data.
I think a few people haven't shared yet.
Similarly, it was really difficult for me to jump from the presentation into speaking about something else, because I felt confronted with an approach to trying to address the mess that we see around us, to an approach that is so distant from how we work, and in a way has a disparity of resources and visibility that feels, yeah, again, that feels that the type of work that maybe people around us or us are busy with is really somehow outnumbered. So it's a tough thing when you're in a subgroup that in a way is aligned to a certain point on things.
Thanks.
And so, yeah, but it's also good to feel the collective discomfort towards certain frameworks. And I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know if there is a way to give feedback, but I don't think this type of institution, like, I mean, who produces the index takes feedback, but just this historical invisibilization of imperialism and colonialism as the source of these disparities that then get put in individual countries compared to each other, for me, makes my head explode. but I understand that this is maybe how status quo works. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, two more people I think haven't heard of you yet.
Can we fasten it up a bit?
Because you
want to
have lunch.
Running and
yeah.
You really have to go.
But if you don't
want to
change,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to, but I would be happy to hear it.
You were running your answer.
Yeah, hello. I think
Lola
has already been said. Maybe I was a little bit. I went maybe too strong because I was very also quite triggered by what you showed, but I think the story of, I mean, the moment of sharing was felt a bit confronting, even if actually not so happy, but maybe more human.
Thanks. You want to say something?
For me, it was also like about, because I feel like, of course, now since we have always more and more information, we know that most of the time the it's kind of overwhelming, and it's always more difficult to go deeper into them, and sometimes seeing rankings and things, it's like, oh, I have a general overview clear to see, but then it's always like it's tricky, because indeed you shouldn't always take them as completely reliable. You have to take into account a lot of things, the fact that not all information are completely transparent, and then don't just don't look at them like this, but why the situation that you represent is like that, and you have any way to go deeper into them, but then at the same time, of course, they can be dangerous if you just look at them and you think that that's a clear overview of everything. So it was just a further reflection of this.
Thanks.
So I corroborate somehow my skepticism for the power that writes history, and for me, as statistics that are not, how do you say, objective other things are not say that keep me alive enough. I mean, I have enough work to do with the things that I need to change in other scale, and these other ones I can just be keep them in my skeptic side and not pay attention to them. It's quite good.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me also. I feel this is a very special group of you artists and digital artists activists, so that is certainly, yeah, interesting for me to hear your feedback also. And I'm sorry that we didn't have enough time, and I was exactly aware of the same thing before we were doing those sounds, and then I thought, okay, now I'm gonna do the data, full load of data, and then jump again to the emotional exercise. I found it an interesting combination. My mind is just able to do both, and personally me, this is just one model of a Sillian model. I like the model, but there are many others. There are many other people who want to share and work on other stuff, so it's just one way. It's just one way for me. If you want to do, yeah, that's it, and then jumping back again to the exercise, and we would have needed more time for that, I see that also. But thanks for participating so actively, and also sharing your true, actually, reactions. I appreciate that.
We could have been both too.
Have a good lunch now.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, may I ask you to really go quickly, because, you
yes.
know, the refugees need their house or something
okay.
else. Okay. Otherwise, I propose that we have two teams. One team that goes really quickly to Kepler and one that takes care of the space here.
I don't just understand because our stuff is at Griffner.
The food is at
No, no,
yeah,
but all of
the
just to know where we go at
Griffner.
Come back to here. Yeah, but I think
yes.
not everybody is aware of that. So
or at least not on the ground floor. Like, you're really welcome
so
to come work.
No, but
you
need
to
work.
So we're
not
coming
back
to the
back.
Just
need
to come back.
Actually, what we
call
for, I can because we don't want to
Thank you.